This is News Today with WDW News Today. I'm Tom Corliss of WDWNT.com. And here now are the top Disney park stories from around the world for August 29th, 2022. As prices continue to soar at both Walt Disney World and Disneyland Resort, Josh D'Amaro describes it as, quote, the inevitable result of progress, according to a new article from the Wall Street Journal. Over the past 2 years, many changes have been made that impact the typical guest experience at Disney World, the most notable change being the launch of Genie Plus, the app-based feature that costs $15 per person per day or $20 per person per day at Disneyland to skip the standby lines on most attractions. Other changes include charging fees or totally eliminating services that used to be free to guests like Magical Express to and from Orlando International Airport, Magic Bands, and etc. According to the article, quote, Disney's theme park pricing is determined by pure supply and demand, said a company spokeswoman. No different than airplanes, hotels, or cruise ships. In the quarter that ended January 1st, Disney's domestic parks set records in both quarterly revenue and operating income, then broke both of them 6 months later. For the quarter that ended July 2nd, the business unit that includes the theme parks also posted record revenue of $5.42 billion and a record operating income of $1.65 billion. Josh D'Amaro, the chairman of Disney's Parks, Experiences, and Products Division, said that the changes have given visitors more choice about how to spend their time and money at the Disney parks, while at the same time making the parks extremely commercially successful. The article goes on to follow guests like Sarah Suvada, a Starbucks shift supervisor from Auburn Hills, Michigan, who spent, quote, around $5,000 recently to visit Disney World. For Sarah, quote, the memories are worth more than gold, she said, even if I did suffer from overdraft fees once I got home when the reality set in. Meanwhile, other guests like Raina Warren believe that because of the astronomical expenses, I definitely think the magic is being taken away. Although Warren owns a timeshare about 20 minutes away from Walt Disney World, her family has started considering visiting rival Orlando-based attractions like Universal Studios Florida and SeaWorld, since returning to Disney every year is no longer an option. I find that weird because Universal is about the same price. Disneyland annual pass holders like David Arone, a 50-year-old gym teacher and volleyball coach from Redondo Beach, California, aren't as ready to keep spending. Quote, I just really resent the nickel and diming. Arone is a pass holder who visits more than 100 times per year, mostly because of the fond memories the park induces for him personally. On a recent trip, though, Arone wore a homemade t-shirt with the phrase, Chapek killed the magic on it. I wish we had made that. Referring, of course, to Disney CEO Bob Chapek, who Arone blames the rising prices and other changes on. Although Disney reported record profits earlier this month, they also reported that price increases were offset by an unfavorable attendance mix, which many fans interpreted as reference to annual pass holders. According to the article, though, some annual pass holders have begun visiting the parks wearing shirts that read unfavorable in protest. Meanwhile, Disney says that the unfavorable mix is financial parlance meant for investors and not a consumer term. Word of advice for the Walt Disney Company. I don't know if you guys know this, but anyone can listen to your investor calls. So maybe be careful what you say on them, like talking about people's waistlines, calling certain guests unfavorable. You may want to watch those things. I can't understand this regime of the company from Chapek to D'Amaro now, which nothing has really changed, even with that change in parks and resorts. I can't understand, like, blaming the consumer for how people are seeing you, right? Like this, this reputation for Chapek, D'Amaro, and the division and the company at whole has been built over the last 5 or 6 years. We've been talking about it pretty much since Bob Chapek took the parks and resorts job. This has been a thing that's been building. To then turn it around and be like, oh, it's simple supply and demand. You were doing this when the demand was not as high. So that's why people feel the way they feel. Let us know in the comments how you feel. Do you think it is simple supply and demand? Or do you think the company just is taking advantage of a market where people really want to go to Disney World? Let's remember that Walt Disney said he wanted his parks to be affordable, at least Disneyland. He wanted to be affordable so anyone could visit. So definitely isn't the case anymore. Of course, it's been a weird few years of guest behavior at Disney World, but things just keep getting weirder. It appears a man was approached by Disney security after attempting to quote-unquote surf in a water fountain in front of the Ron John Surf Shop and the Lime Garage at Disney Springs. It's unclear exactly what the man was trying to do, but we would assume the guest was doing whatever he was doing for social media clout, something that has been leading to rude guest behavior at Disney parks around the world, even at Tokyo Disney Sea, as we reported recently. A reader of the site also indicated that the man was thrown out of the Hilton on Hotel Plaza Boulevard for attempting the same such activity. And then he was spotted the next day at the Ron John Surf Shop in Cocoa Beach. So this guy, whatever, he did have someone filming him, probably for TikTok. This age of social media just keeps getting more and more interesting. Despite being announced weeks ago, we're finally getting our first look at the adorable Donald Duck Candy Corn Sipper. Guests will be able to buy at the U.S. Disney parks this Halloween season. Sipper will be available at the following locations at Walt Disney World starting in early October. It'll be available during regular park hours and Mickey's Not-So-Scary Halloween Party at Cosmic Rays Starlight Cafe, Pecos Bill Tall Tale Inn and Cafe, the Friar's Nook, and Sleepy Hollow Refreshments. There are still no photos available of the Zero popcorn bucket, which we assumed would be a reissue of the old one from a couple years ago, but Disneyland has specified this is indeed a new light-up popcorn bucket featuring Zero from The Nightmare Before Christmas. When it is released, it'll be available at popcorn carts throughout the Magic Kingdom. News today is brought to you by the Sunshine Flyer, the new 1920s rail-themed transportation from Orlando International Airport to the Walt Disney World Resort hotels. Start your vacation experience as soon as you step off the plane with motor coaches that create the atmosphere of old-fashioned passenger cars. And no two vehicle designs are the same. Just in time for summer, kids ride free. If you book your trip now through Labor Day, you can enjoy free tickets for kids and reduced pricing for adults. Tickets do not need to be used during this time frame either. To reserve, you can visit sunshineflyer.com. The Tomorrowland Transit Authority People Mover at the Magic Kingdom has received new signage as the land's makeover slowly continues. Late last year, sponsorship signs for Enterprise, who also sponsors Tron Light Cycle Run, were added, but now all new signage has been installed. None of the new signs bear the Tomorrowland Transit Authority name. And where the retro-futuristic attraction logo used to hang, a new Welcome Aboard sign with the Enterprise logo has been hung. A sign out front gives a description of the ride safety advisories. And thanks to WDWNT reader Ryan, we also got a look at the emblem on the back of the sign, which is the logo for WED Transportation Systems Incorporated. The company was, this was Disney's exploring into selling people mover systems as a transportation business, also monorails too. They only ended up selling one. They sold it to George Bush Intercontinental Airport in Houston, Texas, where it still runs today. But that is a very cool reference. A lot of cool references in Tomorrowland now between the new spiel on the people mover and all that new costuming on the carousel progress. And now this. As testing continues at Tron Light Cycle Run, there's been a noticeable increase in testing tempo, with trains now being dispatched every minute earlier today. While we've seen a lot of testing recently, today was notable due to the frequency of the trains being launched. We observed the ride in action for several minutes of continuous operation, and testing stopped a little before 10:40 a.m., but they were testing again every minute, sending a train. While we still don't know when the Walt Disney World Railroad at the Magic Kingdom will reopen, we spotted another positive sign of its return today. What appeared to be the Roy O. Disney engine was spotted just beyond the Storybook Circus station in Fantasyland. The engine rolled forward, stopped for a bit, and then eventually went backwards and we assume returned to the roundhouse backstage. The Walt Disney World Railroad has been closed for over 3 years due to the construction of Tron Light Cycle Run. We stopped in at Connections Eatery in Epcot and noticed two menu items have been removed. Here are the menu boards from inside Connections Eatery this week, and notably missing from the menu is the Banh Mi Burger and the Mediterranean Burger. Of course, these items were part of the menu when we reviewed every item back in April. Of course, you can still check out that video right here on our YouTube channel. But I'm very sad about the Mediterranean Burger. That was my go-to. Journey of Water, inspired by Moana, a new walkthrough attraction under construction at Epcot, is taking shape, and recently we spotted some Kakamora. You can see the Kakamora, or the tiny coconut people, starting to appear in the rockwork of the attraction. Last week, of course, the pathways around the rockwork was cleared, illustrating where guests will be able to explore when the area opens. No opening date is known yet, but maybe we'll get one at D23. Just yesterday, we checked out two returning buffets at Disney's Hollywood Studios, both of them, in fact, at Hollywood and Vine. First up for breakfast was the Disney Junior Play and Dine at Hollywood and Vine. And then for lunch slash dinner, we checked out Minnie's Halloween Dine, which changes seasonally in theme, at Hollywood and Vine. You can watch a video review of both of those meals, back-to-back reviews, right here on our YouTube channel, or there are written reviews of both separately at WDWNT.com. Be sure to check them out. A new Twilight Zone Tower of Terror merchandise item has come through the fifth dimension and into Disney's Hollywood studios. We found this keychain at Celebrity Five and Dime on Hollywood Boulevard during our latest check-in. Like the latest strain of merchandise, there's no mention of the Twilight Zone nor the Tower of Terror to avoid licensing fees with CBS. You may remember that some pins released recently also featured the similar logo. The cap is not a replica of the bellhop one worn by the cast members, but a rather creative interpretation, as the top has the current Hollywood Studios icon silhouette in gold with some Art Deco accents, and the new logo for the Hollywood Tower Hotel found on most merchandise is featured here. Rumor does have it that more Tower of Terror merchandise from this line will be arriving soon. It's, in fact, already in Paris, so we'll let you know as soon as it's here in Florida. Once again, Disney has attached a mystery apparatus to ride vehicles, or as they're known, the CTX Time Rover, at Dinosaur in Disney's Animal Kingdom. On the back of some of the EMVs, a mysterious rig is set up. When first installed on one Time Rover back in 2019, the rig had three devices attached, all pointing down towards the guests. A close-up of the devices showed what appeared to be cameras with two reflective type symbols on the left and the right. The current iteration is white instead of black, perhaps to match the vehicles, and there are now only two of the devices present, but there are also two loudspeakers or megaphones of some kind that were not on the previous apparatus. It remains unclear what these devices are being used for, as there do not appear to be any changes or updates to the ride, the story, or the show scenes. It could be to create a ride video for guests, but honestly, we don't believe that. It seems more likely it's some sort of safety device to keep guests from leaving the vehicles mid-ride. My theory is it's infrared. I don't know. We don't know for sure. No one's been able to really identify it, but we'll keep you posted if we do find out. It's hard to believe it was already 3 years ago when we first reported that a Tangled Round Ride would be an attraction added to the massive expansion of Walt Disney Studios Paris. And while the plans have continued to shift, most notably with the cancellation of Star Wars Galaxy's Edge out there, the flat ride themed to the 2010 Walt Disney Animation Studios film Tangled seems like it is moving forward and will likely be announced at the D23 Expo 2022. Thanks to our friends at Outside Ears, we finally have the publicly released plans for the new ride. Of course, in France, they have to file these plans with the government and then put them on public display. That's why they're available ahead of the announcement. The new attraction will be a spinner ride, similar to the Mad Tea Party or the Mad Hatter's teacups for those who frequent Disneyland Paris, but replaces the teacups with wooden boats that spin around hundreds of lanterns. This will recreate what has to be the most famous scene from Tangled. It's rumored that the ride system will be ordered from the manufacturer Zampertola. Tangled Round Ride will face a small pond, reflect the lighting, and should look especially amazing in the evening. There will also be new restrooms located between this area and the existing Toy Story Playland, which will be connected. The area has a number of Art Nouveau elements to match the already announced table service restaurant that will reside on the lakeside promenade at the park, which will also lead to the still being built Frozen-themed land nearby. Of course, another Rapunzel attraction is already under construction for Fantasy Springs at Tokyo DisneySea, which should open before this one, making it actually the first Tangled ride on Earth. This will be the second Tangled ride. Since returning to service last summer, the Disney Cruise Line has required even vaccinated guests to take a COVID-19 test before sailing. But starting in just a few weeks' time, these regulations will be changing. Beginning September 23rd, 2022, for sailings aboard the Dream, the Fantasy, the Wish, and the Wonder, and beginning November 7th for sailings aboard the Magic, fully vaccinated guests are no longer required to participate in COVID-19 testing in order to sail. Guests who are not fully vaccinated must continue providing proof of a negative COVID-19 test taken 1 to 3 days before the sail date. However, guests who are not fully vaccinated will no longer be required to complete a second test at the terminal on embarkation day. For the absolute latest Disney Parks news, head on over to WDWNT.com and follow us on all your favorite social media platforms. We're even on TikTok. This program is brought to you by our official travel agent sponsor, The Vacationeer, the engineers of your next magical vacation. Sit back and let their team of vacation planning experts craft your family's next magical trip. And the best part, their services are free. Visit WDWNT.travel for details. If you're enjoying the show, be sure to like this video. Subscribe to WDW News Today on YouTube for more great content. Click the bell for notifications and hit select all notifications so you never miss an episode of the show. You can also support the entire team behind the show by joining the WDWNT Inner Globe Society at patreon.com/WDWNT. You can also support us by shopping at carouselproducts.com. That's where I got this cool shirt. We also still have WDWNT 15th anniversary pins if you'd like to pick those up, again, at carouselproducts.com. For the worldwide leader in Disney Parks news, this is Tom Corliss saying, enjoy the rest of your today. Have a great, big, beautiful tomorrow.